Ted Armstrong. All literature offered on this program will be sent free of cost to anyone requesting it.
Doubled already from the time I was born in 1930 until 1975, from 2 billion to 4 billion. And how? The doubling time is shrinking very rapidly. The incredible crush of too many people and not enough food, in spite of all the other problems, is, believe it or not, the largest problem confronting humankind today. Our computer would then spew out the second problem. It would say the escalation of nuclear arms, the potential for nuclear war, the big nations of the Soviet Union, the United States, France, Britain, Red China, and India already having the bombs. Suspected by the CIA, the Israelis may have at least six of the low kiloton yield dirty bombs like the ones that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and that in the event of a real terrible struggle in the Middle East, if the Israelis found themselves with their back to the wall where they were forced to use atomic weapons, then it's just possible that that statement on the back of the book made by a former general of the Israeli Air Force in the book called 90 Minutes at Entebbe, in which they said, if they had no other choice looking at the Holocaust of World War II, that they, like blinded Samson, would choose to pull down the temple of humanity before they would quietly succumb to extermination. You know, many experts say there is a great and a serious probability of nuclear war sometime between now and the 1990s. Our computer would have to admit that, and that is not subjective thinking. That's not some subliminal idea somewhere. That is not some emotional thought. That is not a notion or a dream. That is potential reality. With the possibility of Arab nations, with Soviet help getting the bomb, with Pakistan getting the bomb to answer the Indian threat, Argentina and Brazil, the getting a bomb, with 30 to 40 nations joining the nuclear club between now and the 1880s and the early 1990s, what do you think? With increasingly irresponsible dictatorial despotic government, with their hands on nuclear weapons, given the age-old terrible racial, political, socioeconomic difficulties from one race and one nation to another, what are of a potential nuclear war between now and the 1990s. Our computer would say the chances are very great. And it would tell us then that among the other great problems confronting the world, it seems at the surface to be insoluble, but they're not, because the computer has another program I'm going to tell you about that has to do with the solutions to the problem. One nobody has programmed yet, because it wouldn't be admitted into most computers. They simply wouldn't even put it in there. So they've omitted it. The one great solution to all of it. But if you're just looking at the facts, the data, the statistics, I don't mean subjective thinking, I don't mean hopes, dreams, or even crazy notions, I mean what is, you wouldn't even have any confidence that humanity would survive on into the 21st century. But we are going to. Humanity is going to survive. There's a word that is trying to help humanity. It's called Come Help Humanity, and it's a capsulized brief version of exactly what this program, the telecast, the Plain Truth Magazine, Ambassador College, my father, Herbert W. Armstrong, who began the World Tomorrow program on the radio in 1934, what we've been doing, why we're doing it, where we're going from here. You can have your free copy of the full-color booklet, Come Help Humanity. Listeners in Australia, should